thank you, everyone, and I appreciate bearing with us on our always our AV challenges at all of these meetings. But on the bright side, I'll be quick and won't go through all my slides. So one of the things that Dave said, which is really true, I think a lot of us remember even 2 years ago, just before this project started, there wasn't a real sense of excitement around solar in Pennsylvania. We would get occasional calls where people would say, what's the solar market look like in Pennsylvania? We'd explain it to them and they would say something like, oh, that bad. So we weren't hearing, we just weren't hearing the excitement. And one of the things that's happened, well, maybe not necessarily because of this project, or not all because of this project, but certainly in conjunction with this project, is we've seen people start to look at Pennsylvania as a solar market that really has some serious potential. As Dave said, pretty much every week now, I get calls from somebody saying, you know, we've been working in North Carolina, we've been working in Virginia or Maryland or some other state or even out west, and now they're looking at Pennsylvania and saying, wait a second, you know, there's possibly going to be a significant solar market in this state. Yeah, we're doing things like having conversations with legislators in the Capitol, and when we talk about solar at a level of 10% solar, we have serious conversations about that. It's, I think two years ago, if we walked into a senator's office and said we'd like 10% solar, we would get strange looks. But now we're saying that, and people are saying, yeah, that, you know, that's something that, you know, may be difficult to do legislatively, but that's something that's that we have the potential to do. And that's one of the things that this project has really contributed to. Now, Dave talked about we had issued the Solar Future Plan at the end of last year. After the plan was issued, we put together a strategy support guide, which we went through all of the items that were identified by you, the stakeholders in the plan, and put a series of action items with them. And one of the things we were trying to do in this strategy support guide and look at the action items is recognize that the Solar Future project has limited funding, a limited term. It's not going to go on, at least in this form, past the summer. But we wanted to look to what is going to happen next after this project. So along with all of these action items, we were looking to identify what are the ongoing projects that are out there. And we're not trying to direct these projects saying, you know, there's an ongoing project that's encouraging community solar in the state. We're not going to go and say, this is what you should do. But we would like to identify what they are doing. And we would like to increase the communication with projects like that. So if there is a way that we can help, if there's a way that we can share information with the stakeholders as a whole, or if there's a way that we can pass messages, whether to the administration, in the governor's office and things like that, we'll certainly look to see what we can do to support those programs. So we've been going through this project to try to identify various ongoing projects and efforts and people that are interested in various topics to see what we can do to support them and to help build up a sustainable project that goes on beyond this project. This meeting in that context works. We have this listed in the documentation somewhere as we're doing a mid-course review. So we came up with strategies, we came up with action items. Now we're going to continue to hear from people, say, are these the right action items, or should we be doing something else? Should we be focusing someplace else? So part of what we're doing here and part of what the facilitators were thinking of when we were setting up this meeting is we wanted to hear a variety of viewpoints. We wanted to hear from different projects that are ongoing, people that are maybe having different approaches or different ideas than we were necessarily thinking of when we came up with the strategy item. So this meeting is really about starting that conversation. And we also worked into this meeting a significant amount of networking time between breaks. And one of the things I think was really valuable about going around the room is the depth of experience and the variety of interests of all the people in the room. So please take advantage of that to make the connections. This is the last in-person meeting like this. I know there's gonna be more solar events in Harrisburg, and we're certainly gonna continue this, but take advantage of this time to make these connections. the slides and the slides that you didn't see now, we're of course going to post all the information online. We are recording this. We'll have this available, downloading on the Solar Future site. But let me see if I have to cover any last minute things.